Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ruth Sherman is here. Ruth is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, all the way back to 16 years now she's been hanging out with us. How about that? Internationally recognized authority on speech and interpersonal communication. She's helped me so much over the last 16 years. It's unbelievable. And hopefully you can tell, folks, that I've benefited from Ruth. She's the author of a couple of books, Speakrets, and also How to Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away. She's our good friend. Ruth, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me. 16 years, good heavens.
Yeah, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
It is. It does.
I remember you had just graduated from high school. It's amazing.
That's correct. And you were just a college freshman, as
exactly.
I recall.
Hey, Ruth. You did something recently that puts you in kind of a unique category. I mean, there are quite a few people have done this, but compared to all the other people out in the marketplace, not that many. You did a TED Talk. Tell us what
I did.
Tell us what a TED Talk is and TEDx. Tell us what that is first, and then let's why we should care, and then let's talk about your experience.
That's great. Yes, I did a TEDx talk. So TED, as many people know, is a series of relatively short presentations that individuals, people who have been identified as thinkers, who talk about something that is unique, something that perhaps the audience hasn't really given
thought
much
leaders,
thought to before.
Foresight.
Right,
thought leadership, foresight,
good
perspective,
right.
Things
leadership.
Like that.
Yeah. Correct. So the speeches are limited to 18 minutes, those, the regular TED Talks. The TEDx is a licensing program from TED that TED gives to institutions. Primarily, it seems to me, universities. Now, I'll tell you, I'm not an expert in that area. I'm not exactly sure how they license out. But there are different types of licenses, different forms requiring or limiting different to different numbers of people in the audience. This one was a rather large license, and it was held at the University of Mississippi on the 29th of February. So on Leap Day, I gave my TEDx talk, and mine was 12 minutes long. And
is that the limit, or is that just how you decide how long you decide to go?
That was I believe that is part of the licensing, or it's part of how they can break it up, in other words, to have a number of different speakers. So whereas TED, I believe, is a full-day event, maybe more than one day, this event was just 3 hours. So they wanted to have a number of speakers, and, of course, you can put more speakers in if you shorten their talk.
So the host gets to decide how long the speakers have.
I am speaking out of turn here, but that is my belief.
I have not looked into it.
Makes sense. I think the biggest, the most important thing to note is that TED happens once or twice a year in this country, in the U.S. TEDx is happening all the time.
There's a bunch of them.
The other thing
to point out is, folks, just to give some perspective, when Ruth gives a keynote, she might talk anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, depending on what the host wants, but probably no less than 30 minutes. Why else would they pay you to come if they don't get a lot out of you, right, Ruth? But these are shorter.
That is correct. They're not going to pay for less than a 30 or 40 minute presentation. Mm-hmm. And so that's exactly. So to condense something important that I thought was important into a 12 minute talk, Jim, that was the biggest challenge for me.
I love the quote. I do use this all the time. It's so important. And I say this to myself all the time. I remind myself of this sage advice. It's supposedly attributed to Benjamin Franklin, who said, he wrote a letter to someone. He said, "I'm sorry, I would have written you a shorter letter, but I didn't have time."
Yeah, there's something. Yeah, there's a number of memes around that, quotes from people like him. Exactly. It's harder to write a short speech or to speak for a short period of time than it is for a long.
Well, yeah.
When I started writing my
syndicated column, I could write 600 words. They would publish 600 words. Then as newspapers got smaller and smaller, I got there. They kept telling me you only have 500 words. Then it was shorter and shorter, and the truth is, I hated it. But what happened was, I became a better writer.
You do. You get very economical with your language. Mm.
You don't just manage sentences. You manage words and commas, don't you?
Well, you do. But you also are able to condense your thoughts in a way that's really quite effective in a much shorter period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, or much fewer words, many fewer words. So
12
that's
minutes
a real
goes
learning
by
experience.
Like it's, I mean, it's almost like, well, one thing you can't do in a TED talk, TEDx talk, you can't tell a joke. Or you can't say, hey, everybody, how you doing out there? You know, you got to get on with it, don't you?
Correct. You start immediately, and every word counts. Every single word counts, even your prepositions and your as, ands, and thes.
So what was the process like for you?
So the process was an application process. It was something that I had thought about doing, I wanted to do. And so I came up with a couple of topics, and I picked one. And what I had done was I had set an alert to be notified every time someone had put out a call for speakers for a TED Talk or a TEDx. And I got a couple of notices. I got several, and I applied. The first one I had applied to before and had no a response. But this time they got back to me and they said, we really liked your topic. We did choose someone else, but keep plugging because we think someone will pick it up. So I thought, okay, well, that was nice. They were personal about it. I'm sure they get quite a few applications. And so I did. I took their advice. And sure enough, not 2 or 3 weeks later, I got accepted.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my process. Then, of course, I had to develop the speech. It wasn't something I had written and was done.
What did you talk about?
The title of my talk was, I'm Not Done Yet, So Stop Trying to Get Rid of Me. And it was a talk about,
I want to talk about that after break, but here's a quick question, logistical questions. Did you get it in a video that you can repurpose later? Are you able to do that?
It has been videoed. It is not up yet. It will be within a couple of
weeks. But you'll
be
able to repurpose your speech on your on your website, for example. Will you be able to do that?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a huge deal on that. And that's another reason I wanted to do it. Because
that's one. Number two,
amount of viewers.
Number two, it's at your expense, or do they compensate?
No. Now, I will say, I pay for my own plane fare, and they asked me in advance about that, which I was happy to do.
But did they compensate at all?
Yes, they did. They put me up. They put me up in a hotel,
lovely. So they split the expenses with me. Okay, that's interesting to know.
Yes.
We come back. I want to get Ruth to tell us what her talk was about. 20 after, right back with the immortal Ruth Sherpin. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.